Okay, welcome back to the Summer's Man. All right, Simches is a relatively easy simin, mostly Musar, so there's not much to learn here. We all know the Musar already, and we don't need it. The name of the simin is Shaloi Limnas Dayin Shein Hagun. Not to appoint a dayin. Question is what Shein Hagun means exactly. Was it means not proper? V'goydel schar adayin v'ayin shay, and the schar of someone who paskins correctly, and the einish of one who doesn't. So there are five sifim. The first four are relatively simple, but kachidakish al tayrid is always what to talk about. So let's do sif aleph. Kol ha'mayim medayin shein hagun ve'ein chacham b'chachmas ha'tayra. Somebody who appoints somebody, you know, says three things. He's Ene Hagun. What? So this sif is talking about appointing a dayan on the community. That's the case. And your question, when people choose a dayan, is a legitimate question. The question is, you know, there's something called an inclusive or and an exclusive or. Right, sometimes or means inclusive, and sometimes exclusive. Like, you get a coupon for a free burger or a free frank, you only get one of the two. It doesn't mean you get all of them. But when you say a square can be described as something with four equal sides or something with four equal angles, so it means both are true. Either one is true. So here, kol ha'maimid dayin she'inay hagun ve'inay chacham chachmas ha'tayra. He's a tzaddik, but he doesn't know. He never learned chayshem mishpat. Ve'inay roi liyos dayin. I don't know what that is. Ve'inay roi liyos dayin. Maybe he means that he's there are certain psulim for dayanis. We're talking about appointing a dayan in the community. Yeah, the tzibur. Akila appoints a dayan. That's what it's talking about. Yeah, well, in the tzibur, there's somebody in charge of appointing. Whoever's in charge, whoever appoints it. He definitely could be a talmid chacham and not royally his dayan. So it means. If he's probably any one of these, that's what it means. If he's any one of these, even though he's a sweet guy, very nice guy, and he has a lot of good things about him, good attributes. The question is, which loisa say is this? Which lava are you over? The Gemara says that hamaymidayin sheni hagun kilu nota asheira. Right, it says Ela Mishpatim, Shaitim Shaitim Titilacha, and next to it it says Lisitilacha Asherah. But that's not a lav, that's an asnachta. That's somebody who sets up a dayan. So what's the loisa say? So take a look in the Sma Beis. Oiva Baloisa say, Diksiv, loisa kiru panim ba mishpat. Interesting. Pash Pshat, loisa kiru panim ba mishpat is going on the dayan. A dayan, when he's judging, is now every mak upon him. The Sma brings that the isav layakiru upon him b'mishpat as a leimer layakiru p'neish leimer pliny asheru a kravihu a shivenu dayan. There shouldn't be any ulterior reasons for setting up a dayan. So why would somebody set up a dayan who's einay hagun einay chacham chacham satari? Must have some ulterior motive. So he's over on the lav of Laisaki Rupanim. Says Nafkamina, what the reason is, if this is the reason, so we're going to see now in the Roma, what about if somebody has a community where there is nobody who's on the level to be a dayan? There's no one on the level to be a dayan. You want to set up somebody, do his best, and they want to agree on such a person. Is that mutter? So normally I would say that's a dayin sheni hagun. It's also not mutter. That's what I would think. But if the reason loisakiru upon him is that Shinala set him up for an ulterior motive, then that's a different story. Then if your motive is there's nobody else in town, you just want somebody everyone can go to with disputes, it'll be mutter. And that's really what the Ramah says. Take a look at the Ramah. He says, Iyarais, first he says, Va'asa lahamid ama aretz dayin, asmasha yishol, kol pam l'chacham. He says, look, I don't know much about this stuff. You ask me, and I'm going to go call the hotline, and I'll get a psak. So, it doesn't say that a dayin is not allowed to... It does say a dayan is not allowed to ask shailas. You want a copy? It doesn't say a dayan is not allowed to ask shailas to other people. As a matter of fact, it's a good idea to discuss it with other people. But asalahamid, he can't be appointed as a dayan on the smach that he's going to ask every time. That's not a dayan. So why not? So look in smach gimel. Why not? Shishol kol pam l'chacham, shamala yishol, v'nimtza yat es adin. He says, I'll always ask. And then something comes, he thinks it's easy. V'nimtza yat es adin, will come out that he's twisting the din. Rashi, it like, that's irshushan, that's lavush, kasa tamacher minafshe. But Rashi's reason is because he's going to end up being mat es adin, which means, betzem, there's nothing wrong. Being shayel
acherim. So is this included
but
in the
yisur
or lav?
What?
Is this included in the lav or not?
It's interesting. Is this included in the lav? It seems from the lav, the issue is on the memana if he does it for ulterior reasons. That's what it sounds like. So it depends why he's setting him up. That's really what it sounds like.
Because here, once you have a svar, it's a pasuk. We don't need svars for it.
The question is, if you're setting somebody up, he'll ask others. You're right. If you're doing it for ulterior motives, then it should be us no matter what.
I guess. He's setting an Amaret who goes to ask the Shailah. He's not going to know how to ask the Shailah.
He's definitely not going to know how to ask.
Because he doesn't have the information, doesn't
understand what
he's asking.
The Chazayinish in his Amun HaBetachin gives the example of somebody who didn't learn halacha, just paskins from svara. His example is a city that has a malamit. Once upon a time, the city had one malamit along with everybody. So the city had a malamit, and he's a trustworthy malamit for 30 years, 40 years. He's getting old. And a young malamit comes into town, and he says, send your children to me. So he's a young guy, he's better. So they sent to him. So the Chazaynish writes, so the people in town say it's not right. It's wrong. They're taking away his parnasa. And you're not allowed to be masigvul, so to speak, and take away his parnasa. Especially, he's been so faithful to us for 30 years. So they call this young malamed a raidif. And the old malamed is a nirdaf. So Chazaynish writes, in Svara they be right. But Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to chinuch habanim, there's no asagas kabul. The greater need of Klal Yisrael to have the best mechanchim overrides the tzarchei yachid of the individual. So he says, when they're running after this young malamit, calling him a raidif, Shulchan Aruch says they're the raidfim and he's the nirdaf. That's the way Chazanish writes. So he says that without Shulchan Aruch, he's writing about Musar. He says that the Musar sefer that person needs is a Shulchan Aruch. It tells him what to do. It tells him what's correct and what's not correct. So to take an Amoras and say, Alaska Shaila, most of the time, very often you won't know what to do. So it's an important thing. This sif, I looked around to find someone who says this clearly. I found that they published from Rabbi Frank Zalman Margolius his Ha'oris on Chayshe Mishpat, which I don't know if they're published elsewhere. It was published in the Sefer Zikaron. Now he says it clearly. This whole sif is talking about being maimed. A community sets up a dayan to sit in dayanus. In our community, we don't have that. They have it in certain Hasidic communities, in the Yeki community. There are communities that have dayanim that are set up. And ideally, that's the way it should be. They get paid from the kehila, and they don't get paid for each tintaira. The way it works in our circles is not that way. And this halacha of my medayin doesn't apply, because really what we do today is we choose a bezin that we want. Yes, we choose a bezin. So somebody will choose a bezin because he feels that this way or that way. It is that way. It's known that Tainim know the hashkafa of certain batei dinim, that everyone knows. If you go to the Bezin of America, they're very strong in Dina de Machusa. If you go to Samri Bezin, Dina de Machusa is not Negeya unless it's the Minika Seichrim. Otherwise, what's the difference? So there's a difference in Ashkafa that comes out of difference in Halacha. So it is that way. So a person's going to choose, of course he's going to choose what fits. He's not choosing to go Shalekadin, he's just choosing between Kula Beisil and Veshamai. Which one's Veshamai? That's a dispute. But he's choosing between different people who are Elu Ba'elu. So this Sibbet is talking about choosing. So it says in the Ramah, Yore She'im Lohem Chachamim Aruyim Liyais Dayanim. Ashakulam Ami Yoretz, you have a city, they're all Ami Yoretz, nobody there, Lurchashim Mishmat. Svichalam Dayanim, Shishvitu Veneyem. They need some system, Shalayelchu, Bifnear Koy Shalakum, otherwise they're going to end up going to court. So Mimanim Hatoivim Vahachachamim Shaven, you take the best available. Avon Pishenim Rim, Le Dayanim. Vikimish Yikimlo Aleim Veneyoyir, Ain acha yachol paislan. Once the bnei yair accept him, kim pasul them chayin kol tziba yachaylim lekavel aleihem bezin sheinim ruim in atayra. If they decide, then they could choose. Now you'll ask if it's in loisa say deraisa, how could they be over? So the answer is the sma said the love is to do it for. To choose them for ulterior reasons. Here, you just have no choice. There's nobody who's available. So, Mela, that's why you're choosing these individuals. So, this is the idea. Excuse me. Not Dafka. It's not clear if he agrees or disagrees. It's not Dafka that he disagrees. V'chol da'ir ha'bismane b'shul kesef ha'izav. That gets to a very tricky thing. This is where there's an arichus in the Paiskim. Chol da'ir ha'bismane b'shul kesef ha'izav. A da'in who pays his way to a shteller. Osa lamed lefanov. It's osir to stand in front of him in din. Sounds like even if he's appropriate, we'll see in a minute. V'loyoid el shemitzvah lahakel olazalzel bay. It's a mitzvah to chaper him and to be mizalzel. Where do you get that? It's a mitzvah to chaper him. So the Sma writes in Sukkot Nehei, mitzvah lahakel olazalzel bay. Shakosav korin alayi kesav alayi zav. Kamei shakosav alayi kesav alayi zav. Lay sasu lachem. Dashinan elahim anasa bishvil kesav. They are them that are appointed for money. Demiyadevikachavim the mitzvah zalzalahu. So it's a hekish tayavay dezara. You hear this? Well, makish a dayan that's appointed for money tayavay dezara, and mimela you're allowed to be the litzinus of tayavay dezara is mutter. So litzinus of such dayanim is also mutter. Whether he paid or someone else paid. We'll see momentarily, but Pashas, anybody who paid, if he's appointed for money, he's hookish tavay dezara. So it's a real hekish. You're allowed to be mezalzel, but look at Pischei Tshuva Gimel. It's all the way near the bottom, four lines at the bottom. Mitzvah lahakel, kosav asma, kosav karen, alei kesef. The dubya davay schav, mezalzel, then akal shayin. I'm Berkei Yosef. Berkei Yosef, the Chida takes this hekish seriously. Says the fizeh, and the head of Imanu kedem avay dezara. When the matana should aistim lay dai shaloi have a bikurim. It says Yimahana tavachachem is like bikurim. No, kavakamahana avay dezara. Habachabdei kavachabel avay dezara. That's what he writes. So somebody is appointed for money is a with the Lazalzaba, he's compared to Havai Dazara, it's bad news. That they paid off. So it's interesting. They bring it. We'll see in a minute. I'll tell you, the tumult here is this. What? No, the Dayan's not taking money. You mean the Dayan's paying money? He's not talking about the Dayan taking money, taking a salary. He's talking about the Dayan paying that they should take, they should give him the shteller. So
it's funny that the sip, it starts off that there's an issue to arise. So it ends up issuing the Zalza on the wrong ones. But in the middle of them, the remark says, oh, well, if you have nobody better, you could use
but not, but he doesn't, you see, he says it after the first part, not after the second part. To take him because he pays his way in, that is
not
matter.
No, because you have nobody better.
If you have nobody better. See, the Isser is, that's why the smart bays explain, the Isser is to appoint him for the wrong reasons. If you appoint him because you have nobody better, what are you supposed to do? That's not Lesekiru upon him. Lesekiru upon him by Mishpat, when you appoint him because of other reasons, because he's a Kariv or because he has money. What?
With the Lavas talking about people who are not rogues.
It's talking about the appointer appointing for the wrong reasons. If there's no one else in town, then he's not appointing for the wrong reasons. He's trying to do the best he could. That's what it means. Look in the Be'er HaGaila. There's an asterisk there. Avol. It's 5.5 lines before the end. Avol. This is where the whole trouble comes up. Avol imuchachem b'chachma satayra. Avol b'sheish g'daylim imenu b'yir. Ein b'zeh iser. Ve'vi ray l'zeh. He's saying, he's quoting the Bach, that the question is this. If someone paid to get a shteller for a son-in-law or for somebody else, he paid his way into a shteller, but the person is a good person. He didn't pay in a bad person. He paid in the person's competent. He's a chacham and he knows how to paskin. Nobody has tainus on him. The only time is he paid his way in. Why do you have to pay his way in? Because it's a community where they have, you go to Bnei Brak, you have a lot of people that are roy to be dayan, and a lot of people sitting and learning all their lives, and there are a lot of people capable. So, in such a place, if someone pays his way in, what's it in? The Be'er HaGaila is saying that doesn't, this thing doesn't apply. He's not a lechesev, a lezav, he's not a veidazar. So this caused a tremendous uproar. First of all, he's quoting the Bach. And if you look in the Bach, that's not his maskon. The Bach brings those who say this, but he himself disagrees. So Pisrei Tshuva Beis, it's a long Pisrei Tshuva, let's at least start it. Pisrei Tshuva brings the, in Beis, brings the tumul over this. Hamismana b'shil kesef, ayin ber agayla b'shem ha-bach, dezer be'ina chochum chochma satayra. Avam chochma chochma satayra. But if somebody is capable of being a dayan, afu b'sheish gedaylim yimenu b'yir, ein b'zeh iser. See, brings the Bach that there's no iser to try to push in somebody ahead of other people if he's also capable. But he says, look at the Bach. The Bach himself ends in b'zeh haloshin. The Bach himself ends up miunir adafka shalay nosamam in kadesh yismana el shehemi nu l'fi shehu gam kei mashir. It's a serious machlokes. If somebody paid his way in, doesn't mean he, even his relatives, paid his way in for him to get a shteller, to be a dayan, and he's absolutely capable, totally capable. The two tzedadim are that it's a good minoy, or osalamid lefanav. It's extremely the tremendous nafgamina between the two tzedadim. So there was a ma'isa with the Chassam Sofer where he had to paskin lahalach. What's the ma'isa? So he brings the next line. I am a Chassam Sofer. Chayshem Mishpat Kosam. Moshen Kosam. The Betalvid Yerushalmi Yuma Gabi Yeshua Ben Gamla Mavur Dafki Iika Dadaf Minei Havalei Rasha. So there's a Ferish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking there about when they paid for Kainim Gedolim. It talks about paying for a day. Vabasha kaza fil lekod adif minei nami nikurasha ulai nelma mimen adibri tamen Yerushalmi yano. Maybe he didn't see it, and that's why. And listen to the story. Ayin sham oy bi'ir echad. It's shukul kabel rav. See, he's talking about a rav. I guess the rav had the power of Dayanus, otherwise it wouldn't be here. So they had a rav. They had four applicants, like in the final round. So they had four applicants. They're going to vote on each one. Now, once they vote on one and he's in, they're not going to vote anymore. So this is what they did. Nostoy dey bedalig rabbanim, litna maltecha kalpi. So we'll put it into a gyro, the four names. Not that whoever wins the gyro is the Rav, but they're going to vote on the individuals in the order in which they get picked out of the gyro. That's like, you know, like multiple rounds of voting, you know, like until someone wins. So Mishialam Amrishin Yamilav Laminyan. So whoever gets picked out first from the gyro, they'll vote on him. Im Yir Bahamisratzibai Hari Hu Arav. If he comes up first, he's the Rav, Imlav. And if not, Yikhu Shnei Sheini Minakalpi, Yasi Mikarishin, Cheshli Shirevi. The very tricky thing, like if you're a voter, and of the four, there are two that you would accept, and one gets picked first, but you'd rather have the other one. So you have to figure out your odds, you have to calculate. Like if you vote for him and get him, it's your second choice. But if you vote against him and lose him, you may not get your first choice. You may get the ones you don't want. So this is the system. This doesn't sound like the ideal system, but this is the system they decided on. So what happened? So listen to what happened. So where am I up to? Vihide. Ruba Mianu Barisha Vishadi. Okay, first and second lost. Ad Ashlishi Zacha, Apirav Deis. So number three won. Achar Eze Yamim, after a little time, Nishma Kael, Ki Harbi Mina Baikrim by Kiblu Sheikhad, Mikroi Vearav, Gamatsu Kebe Michtavecha. They also found a letter that said it. So they found out that the vote for the third was Sheikhad. So you want to hear what the Shaila is? If the vote for the third is Sheikhad, if they could prove it, Hassan Sef says they have to really prove it. So the vote for the third doesn't count. The Shaila is, so the fourth wins. He's the only one left in the pot. No. What do we say? The first two were also Shaykhad. Why they vote against the first two? Because they wanted to vote for number three. So this is the Shaila that they asked the Simsaib. What? Start all over again. Number four doesn't want that. He says, look, I'm one of the two, I voted out of it. All right, so this is his arichus. What he stresses mostly is you have to get Edim Ksherim to testify that it happened. And he says, though, if you have Edim that someone voted based on Sheikhad, he's out. He can't vote the next time. He's puzzled to vote. The Makavli Sheikhad are out. So you got to start all over with new people. You got to find some honest people and do it that way.
But what about the Israel, where the chief rabbi...
The hope is that it's done based on the merit. That's the hope. And it's true. There's definitely a lot of politics. I once had an incident. My wife's family has relatives in Bnei Brak. Fine people, wonderful people. And they once called me. I had helped a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and their daughter applied to be a mora there. I should call and get her the job. So I just call and get her a job. I don't even know her first name. Like, I don't know if she's capable or she's not capable. So now, if it were my family, I could say no. It was my shir's family. So, you know, so my shir told me something like, look, you have to make the call. What you say on the call is up to you, you know. You got to make the call. Fine. So I called the person I knew there in the administration. And I said to him right away, I said, listen. You should get the best mechaneches for these girls. But they asked me, they told me she's the best. So I'm calling to tell you that her family thinks she's the best. And like, see, you know what he told me? So why are you apologizing? This is the way it works in Eretz Yisrael. Relatives call, and based on relative, that's who gets the job. That's what he told me. He told me, no, without shame, he said, why are you apologizing? This is the way it works.
Well, I don't mind.
What should I say? Yeah, she got the job. Well, she was the best. But I don't know, it's a funny thing.
For sure political.
Does he? And he has a kayach of Dionysus.
Yeah.
So Osalami Lafanov. So it's Osalami Lafanov.
I don't know.
It depends on the Bach. If he's capable, so it depends on the Bach. I don't know. To be a Dayan, you have to be related to somebody.
To a Dayan,
you have to pass the test too.
You have to
have to have political connections. So is it Osalami Lafanov?
I don't know.
Assuming if he's not capable, certainly it is. If he is capable, depends on the Bach. The Bach first.
Obviously much more capable.
So the Bach did say, even if others are more capable, but if he's also capable, the Mekilim hold its mutter. But the Bach ends up, he himself doesn't hold that way.
Does it work like
you have to have somebody in your pocket.
Can you explain to us how to get someone in your pocket so we can know for future reference?
Your relative, your nephew, or cousin, your boss,
where you have money.
It's very disappointing to hear that. I don't know.
It's a comedian.
All right. Look. Should I say?
Is it a cloud that Shamli says something Bavli doesn't? That we accept that Bavli agreed with your Shamli? Is that a cloud? Well, it sounds like he said the Bach maybe didn't know that your Shamli. Maybe he knows, but Bavli doesn't mention it.
I guess he means once the Bach is shokel v'tari on it, he didn't bring the raya. Maybe that's what he means. I don't think that we necessarily pass it like every Yerushalmi, but I guess he means he brings mechilim and he seems to be done on it. So, okay, I don't know. Not sure what the bottom line is in these things. I don't know.
If instead of paying, he says, "I'll do the job for less."
If he says, "I'll do the job for less."
He's going to pay for $40,000. So there's money involved. He's not paying off anybody.
So that's, since he's wealthy, they're accepting him. I don't know.
No, he says, "If he needs a job, he says, I'll do it for less because I need the job."
It sounds like it should not be the criteria by which you choose a diet. So I don't know what to say. You'd like to think the best person is being chosen. I'm making fun of Eretz Yisrael. In America, every yeshiva became a family yeshiva now. I'm lucky I'm the only yeshiva that's not. The only other yeshiva besides Torah Das, that's not a family-owned business. The world changed. When we grew up, it wasn't that way. Baron Shechter wasn't related to Rav Huttner. He was a Talmud. He was a good Talmud. So he became a yeshiva. It was not because he was a relative. Today, it's only relatives. So hopefully they're the best ones, but... They're passed over. When Hasidus started, that was a big thing in Hasidus, that Rabbanus went to Yerusha, which is a din. Rabbanus Sarara goes to Yerusha. And it was a big thing. In the first two, three generations of Hasidus, there was no child that was... the Baal Shem Tov's son didn't follow the Baal Shem Tov, and the Maggid's son didn't follow the Maggid. And but it changed. The world changed. Today it's all mishpacha. What is? There is a din by Srara. There is a din Yerusha by Srara. We learn out of the Kohen Gadol. But he has to be Roy Lakach. It's true if he's Roy Lakach by Sarara. He would have the first, yeah, by Sarara. He would have the first. Well, he told him somebody is not capable. Okay, at any rate, this is Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is about the Dayanim themselves. Sif Beis, it's Tzrichin HaDayanim Leishe Be'imo B'yira. You have to sit in the Bezdin the Beim of the year. In other words, it has to be, the Bezdin has to be run properly. And Ba'atifa. Now, once upon a time, it was the style to do Atifa, sort of like the Atifa Sayish Me'elim, the way we put on a talis. Look in Pischei Tshuva Dalit, so he brings all the way in the bottom of the column, Kosav Hibirka Yosef, Kosav Arav Ashloh, Dafresh Teslav, Atifa Einu Nuhuga'ata. There's no, obviously there's no Atifa today. It's not a, like Alochish Vesin, they have to Atifa. Ach, Rola Rabbi, Kishiyasha Bidim, Mr. Atif Beged Elyoin, Shabai Helech Lebeis HaKnesses. He was makir to put on his Beged Elyoin. I doubt it means a coat. I guess it means a jacket. He at least wore a jacket that he davens in, and that's the way. That's the way he sat. Pasina Chaldina. So it's a maysa in the Gemara, but it's not. We're going to see it. Seven tests is Dine Shaychet. So we'll see if that's awesome. But they used to. Yeah, if Palm told me, he was once by a Dintaira by. I forgot who it was. It's not a well-known name, and he had the talus over his eyes when he was listening. It's, he had his eyes covered, and very, very serious the whole thing. And then when it ended, he lightened up, so to speak.
His body language though is very important, don't you?
Yeah, the truth in his life. It's very important. So I, you're right. I don't know. It's very true. As a matter of fact, it says it here. Look what it says: Batifa b'kayved raish. Also, lahakul raish, not supposed to joke around. V'leishev l'saper b'dvar b'teila b'bezdin. You're not supposed to stam shmuz in Bezdin. Sometimes it may be important to relax the atmosphere when people are screaming at each other, but stam b'dvar b'teila now. V'yira adayin kilu cher munachas layal tzavaray. U'kilu gehenem p'suach lay mitachtav. The dayin has to take it very seriously. The yeda es mihu don, lefnei mihu don, umihu asid li parim imenu. And he should know that the seriousness of sitting in the dintaira. Now, what does it mean? Yeda es mihu don. It's very very not clear language. So the smap reads. The Gemara says anybody that sits in the dintaira is kilu don la kadosh baruch hu. He's showing the kach ha-taira in din. He's going to be punished if he changes. V'chodayin she'in adin emes garen l'shchina she'tistalach mi'Yisrael chodayin she'naitel mamim mizev v'naisne l'zeh sholei kedin HaKadosh Baruch Hu naitel mimenu nefashis. I was reading this, I was remembering, I once, somebody in shul had a din Torah with someone else. It was grad the Shlomi Haas, so she should be well. Had a din Torah with one of his customers. So they said, we'll each take a Rav and we'll do a din Torah. So I went to Borough Park. It was somebody, I grad, I knew his father was a big Talmud Chacham, and he's, so we sat and we heard the Titus on both sides. They walked out. The first thing he turns to me, he says in Yiddish, We have to see who could afford to take the loss. You ever heard the Yiddish word? I told him, that's not how you pass it in. What do you mean? Who could afford to take the loss? Like, yeah, there are no shachas to Chayshim Mishpat, a nice guy. And So Mamish, and it says here, called Daesh Netel Mamizev and Nice Lizer, Shalai Kadin, Shonem and Fashis. It doesn't matter if one person's rich or one person's poor. It says David HaMelech, when a poor person lost, he didn't give him tzedakah. He paskin, you have to pay. When they walked out of Bezdin, then he gave him tzedakah. But in the Bezdin, he said you have to pay. The Chol Dayin Shadon did Emislamitai, a filoshaachas, kilutikin koloi, lamkuloi, garm lishchinish a tishra of Israel. So he ends up with the good part of this. Now it's fascinating, there's a gain on Din Emislamitai in Mishlei. It's a gra, I had seen it a long time ago. Now I looked for it, it's twice in Perek Vav and Perek Chav Beis. The gra writes, what does it mean, Don Din Emislamitai? So it's in Mishlei Vav Dalid and Chof Beis Yud Beis. He says it. There are numerous things that he says more than once in slightly different lashon, but he said Don Din Emes Lamita means the Dain is no Emes. Emes is Torah. Yes, no the Din. Lamita Islamitai of Hanhagasailam. He has to know the way the halachyelach of people in the world, the way their sloshin is. He has to be emes bedin and emes be yeshuvay shalaylam. He has to understand things that the way people are, the nature of people, and if a person says apidin, he wins, but I'm suspicious. It doesn't sound right or something. He has to work with the sort of the Amita Shalom. He has to know what's going on in the world. One of the Svarim here brings a Maisa that somebody came to a Rav, a lady came to a Rav with a piece of meat. He said, I have to know if this is kosher. So the Rav wasn't home. The son-in-law was home. So the son-in-law said, the Rav's not home, come later. And she said, but the children are hungry. They're waiting at home for supper. I can't wait for him to come. Why don't you paskin? So he said, you know, I'm not a diet. He said, yeah, you learn paskin. So he sat down. He was mavar the topic. And he paskin for her. So when his father-in-law came home, he said, this lady came with the shayla. And I looked in Hilchis Kaved. And I saw that there's a room to be matter. So he told him the lumdis. He said, your lumdis is good. But that wasn't a kaveh, that was a trial. It was a trial. She says, that's emes lamitai. The emes of the din, he got the din right. But lamitai, he didn't get it right. Lamitai, because he didn't know what's going on. It's a famous story of Chaim Oizer, that he was sitting, talking and learning, or giving a shir, and someone poked his head into the town, Eglin, the taxi driver, playing guy, he sticks his head in. He says, Rebbe, ich bin a kayin, meg ich nemen a grusha? So Reb Chaim said, yeah, makes nemen a grusha. He walks out. So he sees everyone's looking at him like he's great. A kayin, not a married grusha. He says, you don't understand. I know the man. He's happily married. He thinks about to divorce his wife and marry a grusha. He's a wagon driver. He's asking, "Megich dem and a grusha? Am I allowed to drive a grusha or not?" So of course, I'm allowed to drive a grusha. What's the shame? So you know, you have to know megich dem and a grusha. You have to know what's that's emes lamita. You have to know, and you have to know. It's not what? Yeah, the tainim. So Tayanim, I one of my most disappointing areas where I put a lot of effort was about, it goes back a long time, must be 20, 25 years ago. We got together, actually, another Minsker Rebbe spearheaded it, and he asked Phil David, should be well, and Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz and myself to set up a Bezdin that won't have all these problems. So we went to set up a bezdin without tayanim. That doesn't accept tayanim. Now there's a law that you have to allow people to have representation. So we talk about how to deal with it. That's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is that we spoke to dayanim, to experience dayanim. We have three dayanim on the bezdin. We have four, you have to have four in case somebody knows somebody. Three out of the four are Russian bezdin and other batei dinim. It's really a top-notch bezdin. And they told us he can't exclude tayinim. Why? It says when people have a din taira, they're looking to win. They're not looking for din. They go first to a tayin. And then they ask the tayin which bezdin to choose. So tayin's never going to choose a bezdin that doesn't accept tayinim. You're never going to get there. No one's going to come to you. You know, like I always feel, people vote with their feet. You know, they say tayinim are no good. But when it comes to a dintayra of a serious money, then I could go without a tayin. So it doesn't work. It's not necessary evil because people are the way they are. It's not a good thing. But so the system is stuck. It was a tremendous disappointment. Okay. Anyway. Talking to someone who obviously had some negative experience. But the Gra is saying, you need din emes lamita. It's a very emesa thing that you have to know.
I don't want to be a dayan.
Oh, so what about a dayan saying, why do I need the headache? So look at the last Ramah. Mamish, what you said. The last Ramah says, Shema yaymen a dayan mali litzara hazais. A dayan is going to say, why do we need this headache? Gehenem psucha lo mitachta. Talmud Leiber, the imchem bedvar mishpat ein ledain al mashein of rayis. If you're honest, you can, you might make a mistake. Ein ledain al mashein of rayis. You got to do your best, and you know, this is the dain you want. The one who says the mali v'sar azayis, he's the one you want to. You want to choose. They say that someone came to the Chafetz Chaim, he was a Shaykhit, and he said, I'm too nervous. You know, I checked the knife, I'm nervous, it's good, it's no good. He said, I can't do this. I'm not going to be a Shaykhit, I'm going to go be a Malamed. So he says, I don't understand. To butcher an animal, you're worried, and to butcher Yiddish Kinder, you're not worried. You don't have the same fear. You have to have the same fear. What's fascinating is the Ramban, in his Sefer Teres HaAdam, he writes about doctors. That a doctor will say, "Mali l'tzara azayis, I can end up killing somebody." You do dangerous surgery on somebody, so mali l'tzara azayis. He says a doctor might say it. No, he says, I'm getting sued. See, he says that you shouldn't say it if you set out to do the right thing, and you. It works out that some people don't get healed. As long as you do the right thing to the best of your ability, you get schar for it. So Sefer brings it. He has a tshuva, a terrible story. Someone fainted. A terrible story. Someone fainted, and someone saw he fainted. He grabbed. It was a jug of liquid on the table. He grabbed it and poured it down his mouth. They always felt that giving water to someone who faints. I even remember as a boy, someone fainted on Yom Kippur. I remember they took a thing of water and they dumped it on his head. He woke up. So he poured it down his mouth. Unfortunately, it was benzene. It was gasoline that he poured down his mouth. And somebody had put it in an unmarked container and he killed a person. And he came to some cipher. Some cipher writes that someone who's Isaac Bahatsala and is not a Pesheya. Pesheya was the person who left on the table such a bottle. But someone who's Isaac Bahatsala and he's not a Pesheya. So the shadow is if you could duchen. Somebody who killed somebody, even Bishaygeg, is not supposed to duchen. He said, if you're Isaac Bahatsala, he quoted the Ramban, you're Mekayim Mitzvah. Even if you try to be matzah somebody. And I think in America they have a good Samaritan law. I think there's such a law. Am I right, Avi? There's a good Samaritan law that if someone is Isaac Bahatsala and that he has some level of immunity from.
I think in Israel, they with all the soldiers in the army that they all kill and
they kill Goyim. It's not the issue. Chas Shalom, if they something happens. So that's what some say for Pesach is that it's. It has nothing to do with this. Whatever it means, the gaiva of the Taif Shem Raifa. These Ezra, anyway. What? We'll get to it. We get to Zavla. We'll get to Zavla. But, okay. Okay, Sif Gimel. Derech Hachamim Arishainim Barchim Milis Manus. The Derech of the wise man in the olden days was to run away from appointments, and they tried very much not to have to sit in din. Just reminds you, Rapam used to say a maisa from his Elta Zayda, which Rav? Shedlitzer Rav, I think. Shedlitzer Rav. He said that he was sitting and learning, and he got a letter. He was looking at the letter, and it was a letter about a tragedy that happened, something in the mishpacha, and he looked at the letter, and he turned and he said, "It's a ksav. This letter is a ksav. His has mana to be a rav. It's a letter to be a rav." And they look at me. He's nuts. It was a letter to be a rav. It was a letter that somebody died. They thought like he lost it. So it turns out this person was supporting him all the years. And he says, to be a rav, that Rav Shalom wants to be a rav. Now there's no support. And I have to take a shteller. That's what he said. The Pam said a similar maisa with, I don't remember with who, with earlier somebody else, the Rambam. Rambam himself sat and learned until he was in his 30s. His brother supported him. And his brother was a merchant. He went out on a boat with all his money and didn't come back. And I saw this in the Eibitz's biography. A palm once lent me, I went away for a Shabbos with my wife's school to a bungalow colony. He gave me the Yavitz. He has a history of Klal Yisrael. He has an entire volume on the Rambam. And he told me, I'll enjoy it. And he writes there that his brother died. He quotes the Rambam in a letter saying suddenly he was being supported. Suddenly, not only wasn't he being supported, but his brother's family, the Alman Yisrael, fell on him also. And he writes that he fell into a bed in a depression for a year. And decided to be a doctor. That's when he started his refuas. And I think it is a nitziv and a tshuva who brings this also. That's when the Rambam went to be a doctor.
Yeah, so was against this process that we have today.
The Rambam writes very strongly against a dayan taking any money, which has to do with tzivdalit here. Well, he doesn't mind if you support. If you're not Klei Kodesh, that you can be supported. Right, he means right, that yeah. To be Klei Kodesh, you're not supposed to be Nehenna from the very controversial Rambam. The Tashpatz writes, Mishazaycha liyas reifa to the melech, and he has a parnosa, shouldn't give musa to everybody else. Because the Mishnah brings it. All right, that's to do with Sif Dalet that we'll see. Oh, yeah, he had an uncle who supported him. Okay. I guess relatives, that doesn't count. But it means from the tzibur is supporting him. But so he writes here in Sif Gimel that they always didn't want to be at Shiedu Shein Shamroi Kamayu Shem Yimnu Atzva Miyadin Tiskalkol Hashura. They only did it when they had no choice. Vafal Pikein Vayoshu Medin Atchiyum Mechabdim Aleim Machbidim Aleim Hamam VeHazikeinim UMatzirim Behem. So he says the proper thing is to not look for these type of things, which in today's world for sure, it's good to stay away from these things. Sif Dalit. Also, the dying is not besrara. A guy dying is not allowed to act like a boss, like a sar. Vigasus ala tzibur. Elaba anava viyira. V'chol parnis. Any parnis. Parnis here means somebody has a position of dayanus. It's a very tricky word, shalei l'shem shemayim, because I imagine most of them who are matil emi yaseira feel somehow it's shem shemayim. He's saying it's not shem shemayim. Ain't it roya ben tam l'chachem la'olam? Not gonna have nachas. V'chein also lini ben kalas roish afli shem amei aretz. V'loy afsiu al roshei am kodesh. It's a very interesting din. Lo yafsiu al roshi am kadosh. What does that mean? They shouldn't step over their heads. So take a look in the sma. He says lo yafsiu. I guess it's your test. He writes lo yafsiu. It's the end of the narrow lines. Shoyim and hagam leishav ala ares b'shas adrasha. Do you sit on the ground? Kama sheyagdim leila falishav b'makayim. It says by Rabbeinu Hakadosh. The loyelov yafsati al roshi am kadosh. That he shouldn't walk over them. You get there early. You don't step over. And Eilam Mishpatim. Nero. Now look what this next piece. Nero, who had dim bizman azeh? Now what does this mean? Kshiyashim al safsol. People are sitting on benches. Aruch, long benches. That's a normal way to sit. You have benches, there we have chairs, and the tables in front of them. Lo yafsia ala safsol, leilach be'achareyan. What does that mean exactly? Don't step over the bench? Like you step over the bench. I mean, it's hard to step over them unless you're an acrobat. Right? They're sitting on a bench. Lo yafsia ala, maybe you don't stand on the bench? I don't know what that means. It's a difficult thing to understand. But I think what it means is, don't do something that you're doing because you're a boss, so you feel comfortable doing it. But otherwise you wouldn't do it. So whatever it means exactly, it means to be disrespectful to the people. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, the fourth wide line. Sar Shiyizbol Terech HaTzibur. He has to be willing to endure the challenges that are posed by HaTzibur. Umasam and their weight. Mitzvah HaTzibur Likva Linei Kavim B'dayanim V'yei Masei Aleim. Gabhula Yizbaza. Now here's a halacha that a Dayan is not allowed to act in a manik of Bezayin. Le'ini Kalis Reish Lefneim. And the Rambam brings this. He's not allowed to do work in front of three people. He shouldn't be eating and drinking in front of other people. The Torah says, except the Sudas Mitzvah. But otherwise, he shouldn't be eating and drinking. In the Presses, it says, he shouldn't get drunk in front of them. And somebody who has a position of mino, you're not supposed to eat in front of other people. In Arachayim, in Hilchas Arachayim's Pesuda, it says that he shouldn't drink water in front of other people. I don't know why Dafka water in front of other people, but that's what it says, that he's not supposed to. Now here, it seems to be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes this lashon that a person is not supposed to. A person who has a position in the tzibur is not supposed to work in front of other people. And it's brought in Yeridei as well, in the Reish Rem Aleph. And on the other hand, the Rambam says that, the Rambam holds that a person is not supposed to be misparnis minat tzibur. He's supposed to have his own, he's supposed to work, he's supposed to have his own job. So it's very, very challenging to understand how there's actually a bir halacha on this topic. And let me be magnum. The Gemara in Kedushin brings a story that Rav Yehuda saw Rav Nachman building a maika. He was working on his roof. He was building a maika, and he gave him mussar, and he told him that you're not supposed to be working in front of a tzibur. You're dying. You're not supposed to be working in front of a tzibur. So the Gemara said he answered a mitzvah ka'avid. I'm building a Micah. Micah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah covered, I'm doing a mitzvah. So we see from here that Stamazai is not supposed to do this type of work, at least not openly, in front of people. And that for a mitzvah, it's different. The Gemara describes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were talking. They went to buy, Rabbi Gamliel went to buy meat for the Mishnah of his son. And it says Rabbi Yeshua walked him and they asked him certain things. He says, well, I was going with him. So there also they say that how is he allowed to go and be Isaac? The mitzvah shani. It's interesting. The bir halacha in Siman Reish Nun says there that Talmidei Chacham used to prepare the Shabbos food. They used to prepare. So bir halacha brings the Tshuvas Chaves Yar. Interesting. The Tshuvas Chaves Yar asks that if you're not supposed to do bitzibor, you're not supposed to do. The work, but Sibur, how are they allowed to prepare? He brings the Chavisarius the question. He brings this teretz that mitzvah shani, and he brings that was the machloikis Michal and David that we learned in the Aftar on Pesach, that David was mekarka b'cholois, and Michal gave him mussar. Michal gave him mussar. He said that's the way you act with the shifchais of Klal Yisrael. You dance like that. It's a bazillion. She gave him mussar. So not only she was punished, but David answered, like, it's not what you tell a chassan to do. David's answer needs hesber. His wife criticizes him. So we should tell him, your wife criticizes you, you nod, and you say, okay, you know, like, when's it going to come up again? No, David says, you're going with the sheet of your father, of Shaul. Hashem chose me over your father. The father was worried about the covet of the Malchus, and he says, Hashem chose me over him. That's the way you answer your wife. That you're going with my father-in-law, Shita, not my Shita. Like, I'm right, your father-in-law, your father's wrong. It's such a funny.
And she did it
in what?
It wasn't private. She did it in public. It was in Malchus.
All right. Usually in public, you want to teach people exactly. I'll tell you the truth. If someone criticizes you in public, the best thing you could do, you want to get him, is just nod and say nothing. Don't get drawn into a fight. But David and Sisar, I don't know. It's a very strange thing, I guess.
But
wait, I digress to father-in-laws. The Bir Halacha talks about this this issue. He quotes a Tshuvas Chavis Yar. He doesn't tell you the Tshuva. I looked it up. The Shaila, the Chavis Yar, there was a Rav in a town. His Parnasa, he was a musician. He asked the Chavis Yar, could I be a musician at weddings? Imagine that. The Rav should be a musician at weddings. He says he wants to have a Parnasa. He doesn't want to take money from the Tzibur. So he says, of course you could. Playing music at a wedding is a mitzvah kavod. You're being basic in a mitzvah. And you can do it. He brings all these things. And the Bir Halacha, but the Bir Halacha does say, it has to be nicker, it's a mitzvah. It has to be noticeable, it's a mitzvah. If you in your heart know it's a mitzvah, but it's not nicker from the mitzvah you're doing, so you play music at a wedding, it's nicker that it's a mitzvah, or David dancing was nicker, it's a mitzvah, so then it's what, the what?
The family's also mitzvah.
Parnas?
The also
So that, it seems, he doesn't hold this enough. I don't know. But look at this. I want everyone to look very carefully at the last line of the Ramah, the end of Sif Dalet. Kol dayin she'en leim yishi shamshenu osu loy lekabel yiz dayin. You have to have a shamish. Right? You know what that means. If you have a Rav, you have to set up a shamish for him. Isn't that what it says? It says, kol... The Rav has to set up the Shabbos. The typical that people say the Rav has to do. But I don't know, I just want to tell you, it's like the Rav Pab's attitude. He said the name of the Stifler. He said, because we wanted to help him with things, and he was very reluctant. I said, what about being Mishamish? Tell me the Chachamim. How can you say no? Why being Mishamish? Tell me the Chachamim. So he said the Stifler, when he walked off from shul, somebody asked him, can I carry a talis? He said, no, I can carry it myself. So the person was offended. He said, the other day, I saw you let someone carry a talis. So the Stifler told him, I want to tell you a klal. A meken alein, tutmen alein. A mekenish alein. He said, if you can do it yourself, you do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, and one day I didn't feel well, so I had somebody carry it for me. I meken alein, tutmen alein. But yes, Rapan, what about it? Being Mishamish Tami the Chachamim. It bothered me very much. I'm Mishamish a Rebbe, and I wanted, when he was undergoing radiation for his cancer, I wanted very much to drive him. He never let me drive him. Finally, it was Ben Azmanim. He said, better learn. It was Ben Azmanim. I said, okay, it's Ben Azmanim. So he let me drive him once. I drove to the hospital, and I helped him in the hospital, and I drove him back home. And when I got home, I walked him to the door, and he said, okay, I knew you wanted this badly. I let you do it once. But really, you should better sit and learn. I'll get one of the bus drivers will drive me. As he said, I knew you wanted it badly. I let you do it once, and zehu. They didn't answer my question. Galushimusha, Yaisa Melimunda, what's the pshat? So, okay. I don't know. Okay. Sifei Mitzvah.